So I'm going to try this introduction.
Okay, you want okay? Do, and I'll go ahead try with the introduction.
What should I do? Have a sexy voice?
Or just yeah, all right. Y'all.
I could try, but it won't work.
it's okay.
All right, here we go. Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring real world Dar.
That's me.
Millennial Jen, who is far away.
But close.
That's me. I'm still here.
And baby boomer Bob, who is actually a silent generation person, but I still feel more like a baby boomer. We'll make you laugh. We'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. In today's episode, we're going to be talking down the road here. We're going to be talking about what brought us to become Youpers.
Yes, I still think we're working on our Youper card, though. It takes a long time to get a Youper card. Let's talk about Houghton, H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N, Michigan, the U-P, and Youpers, being a Youper. So, Jen, how did you make your way to Houghton? How did it
well,
happen?
Kind of a funny story. So my husband was finishing up his PhD, and he went down to Georgia to interview with 12 different universities.
And all in Georgia?
All in Georgia. It was at a big conference. And he didn't tell me what universities he was interviewing at. So he sits me down and he goes, I really think Michigan Technological University is where I want to be. And so I'm like, what is that? So I Google it, and Wiki comes up, and I'm like, Houghton, Michigan? Where is Houghton, Michigan? And then I start reading Wikipedia, and it tells me like it has one of the greatest snowfalls in North America, and I just start crying.
Oh,
and I'm like, where are we going? But then we ended up flying out to do a second round of interviews, and the university was awesome. They flew both of us out to interview. And we both fell in love with it. But I'll tell you, it was cold. It was October. People were out in shorts and sweatshirts. And I had on coat, mittens, glove, hat. Like, I was freezing because we were coming from North Carolina. So I just thought Houghton was like, I felt like it was the North Pole for me.
So why do you think Jeff was, why do you think Jeff thought that you wouldn't be agreeable?
Well, that would be the snow, because I grew up in Utah, and when it was time for his PhD, we drew a line across a map of the United States, and it was the snow line, and we only were going south of the snow line.
So. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you had boundaries.
Yep, but not with where we decided to settle. I cared most about safety. That's kind of my number one priority, so Houghton was a great option for us.
Very, very cool. Bob.
Yeah.
How'd you make it to Houghton? Houghton.
Believe it or not, it was a lifelong dream.
Really?
Yeah, really. I was born and raised in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And my dad, probably when I was about 5 years old, decided to take a family vacation, and mm-hmm. we were going north and maybe even into Canada. We were just going to keep going until we found some place we liked, and then we were going to stay there for a couple weeks. You know, the usual family two-week vacations that you hear about. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that still happens, but that's what used to happen. He had been told by some of his friends at work that about this place in Crystal Falls.
Oh, okay. Not too far. How far? Crystal Falls
about is 120
yeah.
miles.
Okay, yep.
And so he basically, they said it was great fishing. I mean, you can get your limit in walleye and northern every day.
Wow.
There were these brand new reservoirs, Way Dam and Peavey.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up. We loved it. We didn't go any further. We stayed there.
Wow.
That whole 2 weeks, we didn't go. I mean, it was the first stop.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he did. Every day, he was a real big fisherman. He caught his limit, and we would freeze the fish. We had to rent a locker in the little town of Crystal Falls.
Yep.
And so anyway, I'm going further and further. I could talk about this thing, but anyway.
You haven't made it to Houghton yet, Bob.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, what ends up happening then is we end up going there anywhere between 2 and 3 weeks every year until I was like 18.
Okay.
I met people there. I mean, high school kids. I just fell in love with. When I was young, we used to leave and go back to Chicago. My brother and I, who was younger than me, we would cry From Aww. The time we left Crystal Falls until we hit Green Bay, Aww. We would cry.
I can't see. I would love to see you cry, Bob.
Well, you should have been there.
It's too late now. It won't happen now. I got you, Bob. Good.
But so anyway, I just love the place. I would have loved to have lived there, is how I thought. And my whole goal was to somehow figure a way to do this. So then I ended up getting a job at Southern Illinois University.
Uh-huh.
And after about 7 or 8 years, I was ready to move on. So I was trying to figure out how do I get to, I was working in a university.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to work at another university. And the only one I could figure out was Northern. I didn't even know about Michigan Tech. And so there was a job opportunity. This was roundabout all the way at the Stanford University.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I came in second.
Yep.
So the whole reason I was doing that, I hated the whole thing over there. It was a ridiculous job. I would have hated it.
Don't say the name of the university, Bob.
Well, no, it wasn't their fault. It wasn't their fault. It was just the situation that was so bad. I was going to be reporting to two different vice presidents who hated one another, and I was told this by the guy who quit.
This is called Bob's soapbox, y'all. So this has happened. What'd you say, Jen?
I was going to say, every time we do an episode, Bob gets in trouble with somebody.
This is his soapbox. So we're still waiting to find out how you made it to Houghton,
all
Bob.
All right. So anyway, I would have taken
Okay, let me qualify this in 30 seconds or less.
Okay, I'll try. I'll talk fast. So I was going to take this miserable job, but... because I thought it would look so good on my resume that if there was any job ever available, I can get into the UP.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't get the job. I came in second. A month later, there's this little tiny ad for a person with my position at Michigan Tech University. I thought,
wow.
I looked it up. Oh, wow. I called them up. They wanted me to come up there. They said, do you need to come up there?
Did they bring Carol? Did you bring Carol like
well,
they did before
with
Jen?
Well, that's a sore point. I'm wondering. I hope she's not listening.
She's listening.
Because we had been up in the UP. I mean, in the wintertime, we came up here. Carol and I came up, and I thought she had seen the UP. So when she I said, well, no, she didn't need to come up because she had already been up here.
Okay.
Well, that was not a good decision on my part. But anyway.
But you're still married, so that's a good sign.
We're still married. We loved it. She liked it. She wished that she would have been able to actually come up and seen it more, you know, from that standpoint. But
so that's how you landed to Houghton.
That's how we landed in Houghton. My dream came true.
Awesome.
And I've been here for 41 years now.
You're
41?
Wow. Yeah, 41.
That's longer than I've been alive.
I knew you were going to say that, Jen.
Does that make me a youper?
You got your youper car
yes,
for sure.
I think that certainly makes you a youper.
All three of us are transplants, right?
Yes, we're all transplants. I am from Detroit, and I was in my senior year of high school, and I was at a really pretty competitive high school. And so the whole goal was to get accepted to as many schools as you could. So it really wasn't about where the school was at, you know, none of that kind of stuff. And so this lady named Betty Ann Chavis, who's still in the community, a lot of people know her, came to my high school in Detroit and was talking about Michigan Tech. And the application to apply was free. So I was like, I got another, you know, I can brag about having been accepted to this other school. Had no intentions to come to Michigan Tech. Actually, I had never been north of probably Saginaw. So my even idea or concept of the UP or the Mackinac Bridge was non-existent. And so I applied and got accepted. And I was like, all right, cool. And so I started narrowing down my choices and got to the point where I knew that I had to stay in the state. So my strategy was stay in the state, but be as far away from home as possible.
That's what I wanted to do, too, when I went to college.
So I said, I should check out this Michigan Tech. And I thought about the snow, and I was like, no, I can't do it. So it was like Michigan Tech, and then I was looking at a historically black college and university in Texas. So I was like both extremes. And I came for a campus visit in the summer of 1992 and fell in love. And so my first experience with the UP was as a student at Michigan Tech University. So pretty cool stuff, huh?
That is cool.
I know. And I always knew, because I had such a really supportive network of people here, even in my student years before I graduated, I knew somehow that I would make my way back to the UP to serve students in the way that I was served.
So do you like snow now?
Nope.
I love snow.
I respect, you have to respect snow in Houghton, right?
Yeah.
It earns your respect. And I have gotten to the point, especially with Trotter, my dog, because I have to take frequent walks, that I get to appreciate the beauty of snow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it that way.
Yep.
And I would not do anything different. I wouldn't change my experience that I had at Michigan Tech and in Houghton. And coming back as a professional and seeing it in a completely different light, there were so many things that I didn't do as a student. I had never been up to Copper Harbor. I never did that as a student. I never skied on Mont Ripley when I was a student. And so there were things that I did not do in my student years that I have had the pleasure and opportunity to do. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I love snow. I guess I'm different from both of you guys. The one thing that I like a lot about Houghton is the fact that it's got a lot of snow, and it's white snow, and it sparkles.
It's beautiful.
And it's hardly ever dirty.
Yeah. There's all kinds of snow, though.
Yeah.
You start defining, this is snowball snow, and this is not snowball snow.
Yes.
This is the fluffy stuff. And so,
yeah
you get to, I wonder how many types of snow there are.
I don't know, but it is beautiful. So even though I didn't love the snow, I've learned to appreciate its beauty.
Yes, appreciation and respect. You respect the snow. And we are closing out our show. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Jen, you're shaking your head but not saying anything.
Well, yes, because no one can see me. So Bob's supposed to close out the episode.
We're supposed to go ahead and say, Bob, hey, thank you guys for listening, and we hope you had a good time. We had a great time. So if you didn't have a good time, it's your own fault.
That's right. That's right. So check us out every Wednesday on 91.9 at 5. We're doing drive time, 5 to 6 p.m.
Yep.
And then check us out on our podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Jen, X, Y, and I. And we'll have episodes of specifically the talk part for podcasts. So you can check us out there. So join us.